Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode, we sit down with Gone West. Colby Calais, Justin Young, Nellie Joy, Jason Reeves. They Zoomed with us the morning of June 12th, 2020, to chat about their new album, Canyons.
What could have been from Gone West. 650 AM WSM worldwide at WSMonline.com and the app downloaded to your smartphone and all over the country on Circle Television this morning. The lead single from a long-awaited album, probably longer for you guys than anybody else. Those of us who are your fans been waiting. There was an EP, came to see it at the Hall of Fame a couple of years ago, but now the full album is out wherever you buy or download music today. What could have been Gone West. Welcome to Coffee, Country, and Cody. It's great to see you all.
Thank you.
And that's Colby Calais, Justin Young, Nellie Joy, and Jason Reeves. And Joe Smith, you tell me you and Nellie know each other.
Oh, yeah. We go as far back as I possibly can go in Nashville. One of my first friends. And I can't remember, where did we meet?
I think one of our mutual friends, Chris Burgess, introduced us, I think.
Okay. Got it. That was like, but I was fresh off the turnip truck when I met you.
I'll never forget meeting you, because I thought, I'm from Texas and people have great accents there, but nothing compares to yours. I absolutely love your accent. And I love your voice, and I can't wait to hear the music you've been working on.
Thank you. Love you.
So, Colby, you guys have known each other individually or collectively. You maybe knew Jason first for, what, 15 years now or something?
Back in 2005, Jason and I wrote my first album together. 2007, Justin joined my band, and we've toured together all those years, wrote with Jason. And then Nellie and Jason met here in Nashville in 2009 in a writing session for the Jane Deere Girls. They were friends, and then they got married, and they've been married for 8 years. So it's all been like a 15-year process and 3 years for our band, Gone West.
So, Justin, Jason, I understand that you guys have written for the first time together on this project for this full album. Because before, you had written individually for other people. I mean, obviously, Colby, you mentioned that you and Jason had, Justin had written together.
We had actually, the three of us had written in Hawaii a bit. And then Nellie, Jason, me and my sister wrote a song in Hawaii. So, but for Gone West, the first song we wrote together was When to Say Goodbye, which is actually on the new album, Canyon. So that
I
was
think Justin years. And I were the only two that hadn't written together, because we had all written together in different formations. So it was really fun to kind of throw ourselves into a room and see what would happen. And I can't believe that the first song we wrote is on our album, Canyon. So that's crazy. Usually you throw the first song in the trash and you move on.
I think it was Willie Nelson who said the first 400 or 500 don't count.
I love that.
So I understand, Justin, that you sing in your native Hawaiian tongue on this album on a song called Tides, which I think would have been on the EP originally, right?
You would think.
I think we kind of thought the whole album would be called Tides, so we ended up writing a song called Tides after the EP came out. But yes, we all grew up admiring the Hawaiian culture and Hawaii, and wanted to celebrate it at least for a moment. You know, we all kind of brought our unique backgrounds to the project and tried to blend it in a way that, you know, made our band sound unique. So yeah, at the end of the last song on the record, there's a little bit of Hawaiian language.
And Jason, Canyons, the title of the full album that is out today, is metaphoric. Explain that.
Yeah, so we wanted to continue the metaphor of tides, which is, you know, the ups and downs of life and love. And canyons are even more drastic versions of that. And not only that, but we all are very influenced by the canyons out in Malibu. We actually live in one of the canyons, and just seeing that landscape is just an amazing metaphor for life, but it's also really beautiful, and it has a lot to do with our music. I think the sound of Gone West comes out of those canyons and all the way over to the hills of Tennessee.
Did you not get married on the rim of Palodora Canyon in Texas?
Yes, we did. That's an incredible canyon that most people don't know about, but if you're ever in West Texas, you should take a trip out there. It's incredibly beautiful.
There's a great canyon. What's the Grand Canyon of Hawaii?
No, that's Waimea.
What is
Waimea.
It? Well, yes, Waimea. Thank you. I've been
and
there.
While we're talking about all the different canyons in America, something really cool that we just did this week, we shot a show. It's going to come out on Tuesday on YouTube, and it was in, have you been to Narrows of the Harpeth in Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's an amazing canyon, and we hiked up to the top of that, and we shot a show up there that we're going to premiere on Tuesday. Since we can't do like a normal album release show with our fans, we thought this would be a cool way to celebrate canyons coming out.
So, Colby, what's been your quarantine snack weakness?
Mega stuffed Oreos.
I won't eat anything less than that.
I love the honesty. Thank you, guys. Congratulations on the full album. Can't wait to have you in studio and see you at the Grand Ole Opry. They debuted there back October 26th, 2018. And Nellie Joy said her big old strapping cowboy daddy back in Texas cried. He never cried. Let's head west. You want to? With Gone West on 650 AM WSM and Circle TV. Thanks so much.
Headed out to California. Gone west to see the sun. There's a fortune here if you got time, but I find mine.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.